What's the difference between the two of them? According to both of them, the get is only good after she pays the 200. What's going to be if the get got ripped up? Or else the get got lost. So, according to Rav Huna, even though when she pays up the $200, the get is not around anymore, but so what? When she pays up the 200, the get is chal from before. Before the husband gave her the get, so it's called the good mice, and as soon as the get is good. But the Rav Yehuda may have a get. But according to Rav Yehuda, the get is no good. Because according to Rav Yehuda, the get is only chal when she pays up the money. So we have to have the get around. If the get is not around, the get was ripped up or lost, the get is no good. Mar says now with Sricha, I need both cases over here. I need this halacha both by Kiddushin and by Gershin. The Yashmin and Gabi Kiddushin, if I don't hear this Machlokes now Mishneh by Kiddushin, Vokom Rav Huna. Maybe only over here Rav Huna says that the Kiddushin is Chal Machreya, when you say to your wife, Harei Am Gudeshet Li, Befrut Ezu, I'll manas that I'll give you $200 yet. So what he meant to say is the Kiddushin should be right now. There's only a condition that I have to give you 200. Mishum de la Kreva Kosi, because you're coming close to her, you're becoming married to her, you want to be married to her. So here we say you mean the Kedushin should be chal really right now. Avul gerushin de la Rechoika Kosi, but when you give your wife a get, that you're going away from her, you're sending her away from you. Same in Moedle la Rav Yehuda. Maybe over here you mean to say you don't want to get rid of her like until she gives you the 200. You're afraid maybe she'll never give you the 200. So therefore, when you give her the get and you tell her on a condition that you give me 200, maybe Rav Huna would agree that the Gershon is not chal until she pays up. So Kamashul will know that even by Gershon, Rav Huna still holds, it's a regular tanai. And whenever she pays up the money, the get is chal from before. V'yit ma'boho, b'hach, if we would have only learned the machlokes by Gershon, I would have said, b'hach koma Rav Huna. Only by Gershon does Rav Huna say his svara. Mishum di'iyu loikosav le'le mitveh. Yeah. The Ibaba would only learn by Gershon, Pachkoma Rav Huna. Only here Rav Huna says it's a regular tanai. Mishum di'iyu loikosav le'le mitveh. Because the husband is not embarrassed to ask his wife for the money. Like he's getting rid of her. He's giving her a get. And he's telling her the get should be good when you give him the $200. Since the husband is not embarrassed to ask her for the money, here we say he wants the get to be chal really right now. There's only a condition that she has to give him the money. I will hofa, but over here when they're first getting married, when the chosin goes to his kala and says, I'm marrying you now with this pruta, on the condition that I'll give you $200, she's embarrassed to ask the chosin for the money. Maybe then the svara should be like Rav Yehuda, that she does not have das to be married until she really receives the $200. So maybe even Rav Huna would agree to Rav Yehuda that the Kedushin is only chal when she receives the money, tzricha. That's why I need the second case, even by Kedushin, still Rav Huna says a svara that no, that when you mekadesh your wife with a pruta and you say, I'm manas, I'll give you 200, you mean to say that the Kedushin is chal from right now, there's only a tanai condition that I will pay you the $200. Nesvei Havakasha says Alocha Reize Gitcho Al Menashe Titli Mesayim Zuz. Husband says to his wife, "Here's your get. Al Menashe that you should give me $200." Afa Pishin is Kara Get, even though the get gets ripped up later, or Yishav, but it gets lost. Reize Megareshes. Still, the get is a good get. So it's a clear riot to Rav Huna that we say it's a regular tanai, and therefore the get is good. And Liacha Loitinosa Yashetitain. But to somebody else, she can't get married until she pays up the money. Because until the key matanai, the get is no good. Skritzaraya to Rav Huna, Kashan Rav Yehuda. The Yaitan Yosef learned, Oh, my Lord, I raise the gitcho, I'm an ashatitli, Messiah Zuz. If the husband says, here's your get on a condition that you give me back $200. Oh, mate, and then the husband dies. So, nos no in, ain't the kukuli of him. If she gave the money before he died, then the get was a good get, and there's no mitzvah yibum. Let's say she did not pay him up the $200 before he died, then the get was no good, the tanai was not mekayim, therefore it's kukul yibum, therefore there's a mitzvah yibum over here. We have a Shimon Megam Leolaymer, Noisen Esli Ochiv Oli Oviv. or li'echad min akreifim, that no, even though the husband died, still the wife now could pay the $200 to the relatives. Is it to the brother, to the father, to one of the relatives? And therefore it's called the Kiyum HaTanai, and therefore the get would be a good get. But our kol pon, what do we see from here? That Ad Kan Lo Pligi, there's only a machlokes between the Tanakama and between Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, Elo Damas, of Ali, Valer, Liyoshai. The Chod the Tanakama holds, when the husband gave his wife a get and said, here's the get, I'm not on the condition that you give me 200, you have to give it to me, I have to receive the 200. You can't give it to my brother, to my father. Umasov or Shimon Gamliel holds, no, afilu liyorshai. You can even give the money to his yorshim. It doesn't have to be bedafka to him, to the husband. Even to one of his krevim, he's also, that's also called the kiyum HaTanai. That's the whole machlekes over here. But you see, the kuli alma, but everybody holds, the kuli alma miyul tanoi heve. Everybody holds here, it's called the Tanai. That lamaisa, here the husband is dead. So how could you say that they can give the money, she can give the money later, and the get she bichal later? After a person is dead, he can't give a get. So for sure we see like Rav Hun over here, that when you first gave the get, that's the zman the get should bichal. There's only a condition involved that she has to pay the 200. And whenever she pays the 200, we look as if the get is chal, lamafreya, way back at the beginning, when the husband gave her the get. So to Yufta the Rav Yehuda, these two cases now is a kash on Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says, "Oh, Malach Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda answers back and says, I'll tell you, Hamani, who does this go like? Rebbe he. These two Mishnais go like Rebbe Shita. The Yomar Rav Hun, I'm a Rebbe. Hun is another name of Rebbe. That Koloi Ma'al Menas, Kiyoyma Miyachshav Dami. That of course, according to Rebbe, when you say Re'am Kodeshesli Al Menas, that Al Menas, you give me 200, or else Areza Gitcho Al Menas, you give me 200. For sure, according to Rebbe, when you said Lashon Al Manas on this condition, you mean Mayachshav, that the get should be chal right now, or the Gedushin should be chal right now. So according to Rebbe, everybody agrees the Gershon is chal. But Yishno, O Pligi Rabbanan Olei, the Rabbanan argue on Rebbe Shita. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yanodi Yamrik Rabbanan, I go like the Rabbanan Shita, that Al Manas is not to Mayachshav Dami. Therefore, if it's not Kamashav Dami, it's first chal later whenever you pay up the money. So therefore, if the get got ripped off in between, the get is no good. Gufa, what we just said before, that I'm a Rav Hun, I'm a Rebbe. Rav Hun says over the name of Rebbe. Koloi mir al manas, kiyema miyachshav dami. Whoever says Lashon of al manas, is kiyema miyachshav dami. It's like he's saying it from now. Omer Reb Zera, so Reb Zera said, he has been in Bavovil, when I was in Bavovil, have the Amrin and I said over, Ho di Yom Rav Hun Amar Rebbe. That's what Rav Hun said over the name of Rebbe. That Kol Oimer Al Manas, Kiyem Am Yachshav Dami, whoever says Al Manas, it's like he's saying from right now, that Tligi Rabbonin Olay, that's Rabbonin Agyu on Rebbe, like we just learned before also. It's like a Machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbonin, that the Rabbonin Agyu says no, Al Manas, is not called Kamiyachshav Dami, but it's rather whenever you do the condition, that's when it's Chal. That's what he said. Kisolik Losim, but later when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rabasi, he found Rabasi, the Yosef that was sitting, Lekom Allah Mishmed Rabbi Yechanan. He said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that Hakel Moidim, everybody agrees, that B'yayim Eral Manas, K'yayim Amiyachshav Dami. Whoever says Al Manas, is sitted like Miyachshav Dami. He said, Lashon of Al Manas, Al Manas, Al Manas, that you give me to, I'll give you $200. The Kedushin is Chal now. Miyachshav is only condition you have to give the 200. All right, turn over. So Yechonin says, everybody agrees to this. I call my Zim B'yayim Al Manas, Kim Miyachshav Dami. Le Nechlegu, where is the Machlaikis? Ela Mehayayim Uliyach Amisa. If somebody gives his wife a gift and he says it should be Mahayoim Uliyachamisa from today till after he dies. That's where the machlokes is. But Gemara Vatanya we learned. Vatanya is a proof now, Vatanya ben Chusa, that it says Mahayoim Uliyachamisa, if somebody gives a gift to his wife and he says from today till after he dies, get Vienna get Dirbi Chachamim. The Chachamim declares a suffix, what does he mean? Does he mean to say Mahayoim the get should be from today, or does he mean the get should be Uliyachamisa? Rabbi Yoima, because their get, Rabbi Yoima is a good get. Because he clearly, the machlokes is only by Mayoima, Liachamisa. But if you say Mayach Al Manas, according to everybody, it's called Kamiachshav Dami. But the Gemara says, though, but Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says, he learns not like that. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yoma that says, Bi Almanas Nami Pligi, Rabbi Yehuda says, he even argued by Almanas. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Almanas is called like later. Says so, Adam Mitzvah give him a Yom Liachamisam. Why does the Mishnah say the case by get of my Yom Liachamisam? Niflug Bi Almanas. Why don't we even say the case? If somebody says, here's the get, Almanas said, he give me $200. And then he died. It should be a suffix whether the get is good or not. Why don't we have the machlokes in this case, in Almanas? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Ladikha Kayacha the Rebbe. It was a teacher of Pshat from Rebbe. To Mahayoyim Uliachamisa, Nami erase a get. The tremendous Chiddush in Rebbe. Not only Almanas is Kamiachshav Dami, but if you say Mahayoyim Uliachamisa, also you mean the get should be Chal Mahayoyim from today, the get is good. For the Gemara of Aniflok, the Almanas, but still, let them rather argue in the case of Almanas. Let us hear the Chiddush in the Rabbonin, that the Rabbonin say that Almanas is not called Kemach Shavdomi. So Gemara says, no, Kerech Tateradif would rather hear a Chiddush in a Tera when the get is good. And Rabbi Yod, even if you say Mahayoyim Uliacham Isom, you don't even say the word Almanas, still that it is good, that the get is a good get. So therefore we want to hear this Chiddush. Then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the same Machloika supplies by Almanas. That Almanas is a question of it means me'akshra from now, or it means no, only later, whenever you do it, whenever you pay up the money, that's when the get or kedushin is chal. Then the Mishnah says, Almanas shetn l'cho mikan. I'm not to give it to you from now within 30 days. So pshit, of course, if the guy doesn't pay up within 30 days, the get, the kedushin is no good. Now the time I would have thought to say, laugh tonight heavy. It doesn't really mean that tonight, that, yeah, that I have to pay you up within 30 days. Well, the zruz they call me, only mean to say, listen, I'm for sure going to do it. Like I'm making a time limit, but he didn't mean by kapoda kamashmula no, that if he says that Aram Gudeshli Almanas, I give it to 100 within 30 days, he means it, and to get the Kedushin is only chal if he pays up within 30 days. Almanas Yeshti Masayim Zuz. So then it depends if he has yes or not. For the Gemara Venechesh, even if we don't see him have $200, Venechesh, why shouldn't we be afraid? Shemi Yeshloi, maybe the man does own $200. The Yerden, and also, Tanya, we learn clearly like this, that Chashin and Shem Yeshloi, we are, even though we don't see him to have 200, we have to be afraid maybe he does own 200, so maybe Kedushin is good. So our Mishnah's Mashman, the Kedushin is no good, so Mora says no Lakasha, or Kedushin Vadai, or Kedushin Sofik. That our Mishnah is talking about a Kedushin Vadai, where if the husband says, I'm marrying you on a condition that I own 200. So the Mishnah says, if he has 200, then for sure they're married. What about if he doesn't have 200? Then it's only a suffix kedushin. Because we never know for sure if he doesn't have, maybe he has someplace, maybe somebody owes him $200, we don't know. So true, it's a suffix kedushin. But our Mishnah is saying, when is it called a vadai for sure, Mekadeshes, if we know for sure that he owns $200? Almanash yeah. Erechom Asayim Zudra, if I'll show you 200. Tono, we learn like this, like Niskavna Liras Mishalai. Even though we only said, Almanas, that I'll show you, but for sure what he meant and what she understood is that he's going to show her his money, and not if he shows him and shows her somebody else's money. If he shows her somebody else's money on the table, it's no good. Treat her. Of course it's no good. But Tzricha, the Avogad, did not get to maybe Iska. Even though he has part ownership here, like Iska means it's like a business deal, that the reward, the schar, that comes, he's working with somebody else's money. And the profit they get, he gets a share in the profit. So I would have thought to say, since he's getting a share in the profit, maybe it's considered like his money, Kamashmala, no. Since this capital is not his money, he's working with somebody else's money, she's Shizayna Mekadeshes. Mishnah says, Almanashi Yeshli Beiskur. If somebody marries his wife, he gives her a pruta, and he makes a condition, Almanas, I own property. Almanas, Yeshli, Beis Kuruf, I have this much property. Harezum, Gudeshes, V'yeshloi, but only providing for sure he has it. Almanas, Yeshli, B'mokam, whatever to have it in a certain place. Him, Yeshlo, B'yeshlo, B'mokam, Gudeshes, V'yamlav, and Gudeshes, if he has it in that place, yes, if not, like here we could tell. In that place, let's see, if he doesn't own any property there, so for sure she's Enim Gudeshes. Almanas Yerucha Beis Karofa. Almanas that I'll show you a Beis Karofa. Harez them Gudeshes. The Urena, but he has to show it to him. But the Inherab Adika, if he shows him in the valley, means somebody else's, ain't them Gudeshes, then it's no good. Again, for sure he meant to say, and she understood, that I'll show you my property. Fred Gemara Venecha Shem Yeshta, why are we afraid maybe he does have? Even though we don't see a Beis Kur, offer maybe he has it someplace. Maybe he does have. Lekash again. The Mishnah is saying, when are they for sure married? If we know that he has this base kurah for him. But if we don't know for sure, so then it's a doubtful, the Gdush is good. What do you have to say about money, about property? For people sometimes hide their money. So even though we don't see that he has money, we have to be afraid maybe he has it. But property, maybe property is like, we don't know he has property for sure, he does not have it. The Kedushin should not be good. Kamashma, no. So it's possible, maybe he owns property, we don't know about it. Treat again the same thing. If he has, yes, if not, not. I don't have it right here in this place, but I'll go and get it. So Kamash will know he has to have it right now. Like, what's the difference if it's close or far away? I would have thought to say that, that he says, I have the land right here, that's not really likuva. Kamash will know that she meant it. He means business. When he says, I'll marry, the part of the Tanaya, the Kedushin was that he owns property right here. And if we find out later he does not own property here, even though he owns property someplace else, to reign the Mekadeshis. Manash Yerucha Beis Karofer, by show you property. Tony, we learned again, Leineskav Nezu et Aliris Mishalai, that even though the husband only said, Lashon, I'll show you property, for sure we know and we understand what he meant to say is that I'll show you my property. And therefore, if he does not own property, just shows us somebody else's property, the Mishnah says, Einam Kadeshus. If you inherit a Vikra Einam Kadeshus, if Hisham shows a property in the valley that doesn't belong to him, says Einam Kadeshus. Marpshita, of course, again, we said the Lashon is, it has to be his property. Leitzricha, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, Dinokot Bidisvasa. We're talking about Arashas Arisas. That this chassan right now does not own the property, but he works on this property, and he gets a share in the produce. So I would have thought to say, since he has a percentage in the produce, so maybe it's called like he owns his property. Kamashmala, no. What she understood was, I'm marrying you if you own this property or a property. If you don't own any property, you only have a share in the produce, you work there, that's not called your property. Yeah. All right, stop here. You're holding up Samach Aleph. Mer says, Kavi Hegdish Tanan, before, by Hegdish we learned like this. Says Aloko,